Thursday night, Tanya Shear. You have a Tanya?
Are you staying for Tanya? You don't have to. So please go.
I'll get one.
Isn't there, you know, Tanya's there. Didn't we once buy a whole bunch of Tanya's? Somebody bought. I'm not going to go by. I'm going to bring everybody up to date where we're up to. We're discussing the Beinoni. The Tanya's Beinoni does not mean you win some, you lose some. That's not the Tanya's Beinoni. That's a Lashon HaMushal he holds. It's there? The Beinoni is not you win some, you lose some. The Beinoni is in between the Tzaddik and the Rasha. His actions are the actions of a Tzaddik. This is the Tanya's Beinoni. And his kishkes, his thoughts, thoughts are already usher to have bad thoughts. His desires, his lave wants things that you're not allowed to have. Okay, forget it. His desires and tendencies and where he's holding is that it could even be that of a Rasha, but he has control. The control, he said in the last perek, is it's the control, because when all things being equal, so moach ishalat al halev, so he's able to control it, so it doesn't come into the realm of maisa, his desires, I don't want to say thoughts, because thoughts is also the levush. Like Dibur Machshava Maisa, that's good by him, the thought. But he has like a hero, he said, and he cuts it off before it could become a full-fledged Machshava. So either through the Koach of Moach Shalat al Halev, he called it Kisron Ha'orm and Achoshech. Hashem implanted in the universe a Koach in this battle that the Moach could win over the Lev if you keep it equal. In this Perek Yud Gimel, it's talking about already if it crept into the Moach, so the Moach also has bad thoughts in it. So then here he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ozro. K'may Marazal Ilmoli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Ozro Ein Yocholo V'Ha'ezer Hi, right towards the beginning, V'Ezer Hi He'Ha'ora, towards the beginning of Yud Gimel, a couple lines down. V'ha'ezer hi he'ha'ora shemeir or Hashem al hanefesh u'alokis. You have it?
Nope.
V'ha'ezer, this word. V'ha'ezer hi, the ezer of Hashem. He ha'ora shemeir or Hashem ala nefesh alo kis liosh lo yisron, it gives it extra a pump. Ushlita al sichlus aksil v'yetzahora kisron ha'or min achoshech kanal in perik yud beis ach me'acher shehara shebechol al hasmoli v'beinoni hu betokfo. The lave, the chol al hasmoli, is the seat of desires, of ritzonos, kisoldoso, lisavos taiva l'chol tanigi oilam azeh, v'lonis batel b'miyut l'gabi hatov, he can't control his base desires, that's already a tzaddik. And there's two more madregas we learned about, tzaddik v'ralo and tzaddik v'tovlo. But the Beinoni, is really like a Rosh Belibo. V'lo nitchem emakomo klal. It's there. Rak she'en lo shlita u'memshola l'spashet be'evri aguf. He's able to control himself that it not go into the world of Maisa, but Mnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'omed li'yamin evyon v'ozer u'meir l'nefesh u'elokis. If you remember, in Perek Aleph and Tanya, we learned the memory in Gemara and Brachas, or indeed that a person is born, they say, don't think you're a tzaddik, you should be beinecha kirosha. Vafilu kol olam kulo, omrim l'cha tzaddik ato, tia beinecha kirosha. So the Tanya starts off, this is basically in the first Perek, he asks, hey, that's a recipe for atzvus, you'll be depressed your whole life if you think of yourself as a Rasha. And also, you won't be able to climb out of it. You won't be able to do good things if that's how you think of yourself. So you're saying here that it's not talking about, it means think of yourself as a Beinoni. And it says Korosha, because a Beinoni is like a Rasha in his Machshavas. So everybody thinks you're a Tzaddik, because your actions are the actions of a Tzaddik. So they think of you as a tzaddik, and even they assume that b'pnimi yus libcha, you're also a tzaddik. But you should look at yourself like a rasha, meaning a beinoni whose kishkas are the kishkas of a rasha. So you're like a rasha. What's the point of that? The point of that is that you should never believe in yourself. You should always think that you have this boiling cauldron inside of you that's ready to burst forth, and you have to hold it back. You can't let up your guard. That would be the point. In other words, the tzaddik could let up his guard, or he thinks he can let up his guard. Maybe the tzaddik also can't let up his guard, because eventually it'll come back. But here he's talking, you think of yourself like a beinoni. Don't think of yourself like a tzaddik. Don't assume your insides are good. Think of your insides as churning, struggling to break out. So it doesn't mean look at yourself like a Rasha that we ask the Kasha so you're going to get depressed. It's really like the Gemara would have said, even if everybody thinks you're a tzaddik, look at yourself like a Beinoni. That's what he's teaching up. People don't see, they only see what they see. So they're saying, Shahara, Shebo, Nisbatel, Lagabe Hatov, Shazu Madrega Sadik. Actually, Bittel is Sadik Viralo. Transformation is Sadik Vitovlo. But he's not going into that chilik now. He's just saying that Sadik's insides are good. Eliyah Beinov, Kilu Muhuso, Ba'atzmuso Shel Hara. Because that's in his nefesh, in nefesh habahami. That's what he uses these lashon of mahuso v'atzmuso shel hara, the nefesh habahami, who betokfo ubegvura. So it's at full strength. That's how he should look at himself. B'chalal hasmoli kasol doso v'lo chola v'hover mimenu meuma. It didn't go away, not even a little bit. It didn't let up. It's boiling. V'ader, it's cooking. Then he says, "Va'adarab neschazik yoser b'emshech hasman." This makes life difficult, if it wasn't difficult enough already. He says, "You should see it as growing stronger by the moment." Why? Shenishtamish bohabe bachilu shtiyu sharon yoni olam azeh. Remember, all the things that are basically gashmius are klipas noga, and they're basically gashmius. It takes a lot of avoda to transform it into ruchnius, but the pashas is gashmius. So even if we eat and we're osik in gashmius, and we do it even lishma, but we're still osik in gashmius. So it's like an aside, that koach is really getting stronger by the day. So therefore you always have to look at yourself and take safeguards. That's what he's trying to bring out, the point. You have to take safeguards and make gedorim to hold this back, to hold this force back. Even if people think you're inside, they think of yourself as a beinoni. So you always have stuff inside of you struggling to get out, struggling to make it real, struggling to go to Maisa, which then you'd mamish be a Rasha, so that you have to work on that. That's your work, to hold that back. Now he says a chiddush. If you remember, he talked about davening, that this Beinoni by davening is transported to another world, where by davening he could be like a tzaddik. Then he comes crashing back down. The mochid, the gavra, stays away. Maybe there's a roshem, maybe there's not a roshem. That's what we learned in previous weeks. And now he says, we talked about, someone asked about learning. He talks about it. I mean, davening, you get on a high. What about learning? So here he says, V'yaf me, even someone Shabbatoros Hashem chefso, V'yeheg abo yom v'layla. Like you're really talking about a special person, right? Lishma. Still, einzu hochocha klal, shenitcha haram imakomo. We're talking about everybody else looks at this person, sees a tzaddik. He should see himself as a Beinoni. He says, even learning Angel Chocha Klaus Shinitcha Rami Makomo. El Yochol Lios, it's possible, Shembahuso, Vaatsmuso, Ubatokfo, Ubugvuroso, Bimakomo, Bachalal Hasmoli. It's no raya from learning that there was inner transformation. Rakshalavushov. Rock. Now he's back to describing this Beinoni. Shalavusha of the Neshama. Shehem Achshova Dibro Maiso Shalavusha Bahamas. Einon Mislabshim. They don't put on their Lavush. B'moach, which would be Machshova. Apeh, which would be Dibur. Bayodayim, that would be Ushorevi Hagov, that would be Maisa. Why? Again, he's back to describing the Beinoni. Even Beisha Hashem. That's the Evorim. Evoria guf kulam. Sheyu lovush. Umerkova. Lishlosha lovusheho of the nefesh elokis. Sheyuslab shubahem. Sheyemachshova dibur maisa. Shel tariag mitzvah satorah. Aval. Mahusa. Vaatsmusa. Shall never show no kiss, ain't lost lito in this Beinoni, umem shalla, al mahusa va atzmusa, shall never shabahemus habainoni, the Beinoni. Kiyim, bishos avas Hashem, who behizgalus libo, when there's an overwhelming outpouring of avas Hashem, the itim uzumonim at set times, it hasn't enveloped his character. At set times, he's able to summon up. Kamo b'shas ha-tfila, v'kayotzi bo. V'yav kamzos ha-pam, eino rak shlitu mem shalom b'lavad. He hasn't transformed anything, he's only conquered it. He's stronger than Nefesh HaLukis, he's stronger than Nefesh HaSichli, regarding Maisa. I'm sorry, Nefesh HaLukis is the Nefesh HaBahami, regarding Maisa. This is already how it conquers, because it's sichli. Shehibino lizbonim begdulas Hashem ain't so baruchu. This is the description of how it's go there, how the moach al halevis go there. For us, it's put down. It's not conquered. It's not bought down, but it's squashed down that it can't flower the ma'isa. Sitra achra shebachal al hasmali. Avalon is bata legami bebeinu yela betzadik. Shenema boy, that's why about the tzaddik it says v'libi cholal bekirbi, v'humo is bera, v'sono betachlos hasinah. He has an antipathy towards ra. The Beinoni is Ra inside. The Tzaddik is ready, Moes Bara. The Sono B'Tachlos HaSino V'Hamiyus O'Shalom B'Tachlos HaSino Kanal. Avol B'Beinoni Hu Derech Moshul Kodem Sheyoshen. So right now, you know, you're not going to do anything about, you're not going to do any bad things. Sheyochel Lachzav Leon Mishinoso. He can wake up. Kacha Rabbi Beinoni Hu Kiyoshen B'Chalal HaSmoli V'Shas Krishmu Tfilah Shalibo Bor Babas Hashem. But then afterwards it comes back. This answers why Rabba looked at himself like a Beinoni, even though he learned Torah constantly. Oh, even though he wasn't a Beinoni, that's what the Tanya's saying. Rabbi was not a Beinoni. He looked at himself like a Beinoni, but he's explaining he wasn't. He looked at himself like a Beinoni. After like Posek Pumi begins to return to Hashem Chasim V'Laylo, the Chafetu Chukus Nefesh Shokeg Al Hashem Bava Rabbi Kibishas Kriyash Mal Tefila. Rabbi's learning. In other words, the point of Tefila as opposed to learning is whether you're kosher berish be'esh shall ahava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could reach theoretically that Madrega through davening too. To learning to. Rabba did, but didn't think of himself that way, and therefore looked at himself like a Beinoni. But in the main of Beinoni, I'm a Spalo Kol Hayom. Chamayim Rizal Halavai Shispalo Kol Adam Kol Yom Kulo, but that you can't keep up. In other words, even though the Beinoni B'Shas Tefillah is transformed into a Tzaddik, but I guess not if you mispalel kol hayom. So he looked at himself just on that level, and it didn't like inspire him to that greater height, which would have transformed him into a tzaddik. Well, he was a tzaddik, but he didn't look at himself that way. That's how he answers that question back in Perek Aleph. That's how he got into this whole definition of Beinoni, not how. But that led to the whole discussion of Beinoni, pointing out that Rabbi held himself for a Beinoni. Okay, we'll stop there.